We are in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Beis, the halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av. We are up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing Sivim Gimel through Ches. So the halacha was, the Mechaber told us, that in the Suda HaMafsekes, the final Suda that one is eating, final Suda that is, even though he may be having a snack afterwards, the Suda that one is having before Tisha B'Av, and this is after Chatzos, so the halacha is, you cannot have two Tafshilin. What are these two Tafshilin? Says the Mechaber, Siv Gimel Afilu Bishel Min Echad B'Shteik Deiros, even though you took one species, one kind of dish, and you cooked it in two pots. Mikra Shtei Tafshilin. We call that Shnei Tafshilin. Now, why is that? So the Mishnah Brura says, we are not talking about a case where you took the identical food, you split it in half, you put some in one pot and some in another pot, so you can't have from the two pots. What it means is that you have two identical dishes in that the ingredients are the same, but one is thicker, one is thinner. In other words, in one you put in a little more water, one you put a little less water, one you cooked a little longer, so that they came out in a way that one of them is thicker than the other. If there was no difference whatsoever, the fact that it was split up and cooked into two pots, say you only have small pots or you have a large family, and you have to split it up into two pots, there's no halacha that one person can't eat the food, some of one pot and some of the other pot. There must be a difference between the two different foods, and only therefore do we call it Shnei Tafshilin. V'chein, yesh lahachmer v'lizorin mishnei minim b'kdeira achas. Similarly, what happens if you have two species, but they were cooked together? You should avoid eating that also. We would call... This is day 324 of the Mishnah Berurah Amid Yomi cycle. That's Chaf Tes Tammuz. We are in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Beis, the halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av. We are up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing Sivim Gimel through Ches. So the halacha was, the Mechaber told us, that in the Suda HaMafsekes, the final Suda, Dostim Aleim Betzolim, it was peas that were cooked together with onions, ubeitzim, and eggs. So they would go in and cook egg, peas, and onion together, and that was a normal way of eating it. In other words, you didn't just eat peas the way they were. That's one thing. Another example that they talk about, and then they end up asering. First of all, the Magen Avraham talks about the case of fish and eggs. So he says that since fish are eaten without eggs, you cannot have fish and eggs together. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that's referring to a place that didn't have the minhag of not eating fish. The Mechaber already told us that our minhag is not to eat fish in the Suda HaMafsekes anyway. But anything that is eaten on its own, even though the dish you happen to have prepared is something normal, that would still be usher if it's two different minim. So for example, the Mishnah Berurah talks about cheese latkes that are filled with cheese. Since you would eat latkes on their own, even though cheese latkes are seen as one dish, we would call that two dishes, because latkes are eaten on their own, and when they're filled with cheese, it's like having a second dish. The same thing would go for macaroni and cheese. Since one would eat macaroni without cheese, we don't call it one dish, we call it Shnei Tafshilin. Even in the case of the peas that the Mechaber is talking about, it would have to be that they were really cooked together and not just cooked side by side. They would have to be really mixed up in a way that it's recognizable as one thing alone, and this is the normal way of having it. Further, the Mechaber says, V'tavshil hanasa midovash shenechel kamo shulchai mikrei tavshil inyin zeh. Even though in the halacha of Bishul Akum, the rule is that anything that can be eaten without cooking any altogether, something that can be eaten raw, cooking it does not make it Bishul Akum. Nevertheless, with regard to the din of Shnei Tafshilin, we would call this something that's Mavushal. Hagah, to which the Rama adds, the Ein Chiluk Ben Sli LeMavushal Inyan Zed, there's no difference between Sli and Mavushal with regard to this, whether it's roasted or it's boiled. Then we go further. Siv Dalid, Mutter Lechol Peres Kishem Chayin Afilu Kama Minin. You're allowed to have many different species of raw fruits. Hey, Nogim Lechol Adashim Im Beitzim Avushalim Besocham. Shem Machol Avelin. The minig is to eat lentils with eggs cooked together. That is Machol Avelin. This is what mourners eat. Now, this is a second example of what the Mechaber holds would be considered one dish, even though they're two different things, two different species, because that's the normal way of eating it. Lamaisa, the poskim say that since we do not have lentils with eggs all the time, people will have lentils on their own, people will have eggs on their own, we should not be eating lentils and eggs together. Therefore, in the Suda Mavsekets, it's lentils or eggs, and we're going to see that our minig is actually to have hard-boiled eggs. But in fact, the tour has the girsa adashim obeitzim, not adashim imbeitzim. Says the Ramah, v'yesh nogim lechol beitzim koshim, shugam ke machal aveilim. There are those who are knowing to have hard-boiled eggs because they too are the food of aveilim. And that is actually our minhag, that for the suda mafsekes we have hard-boiled egg. Then we go for, and of course, once you have that, you couldn't have another tafshel. You couldn't have a different dish. Sivvav. Mi she'ef shalo, whoever can, lo yochel besuda mafsekes elopas pachareva b'melach. Anyone who can should not eat in the suda mafsekes anything other than dried bread in salt, v'kiton shalmayim, and just water. So bread and water, dried bread dipped in salt and you drink water along with it. In other words, nothing elaborate whatsoever. So our minig is to have dry bread with salt and water as well as eggs. Hagah v'yesh machmirim l'tabel achra achilason pas be'efer. There are those that are noik to have after they eat, means to end off the suda. They have bread together with ash, ula ochlo, and to eat them together, al shem, as in referring to the pasuk, vayagres bechotzot shinav. So lemaisa, this is the actual minhag that one has ash on on the bread, on the dried bread that we have in the suda hamafsekes. Mishnah Berurah says. Based on the Gemara that one says zeh sudas tisha b'av, one declares this is the sudas tisha b'av. Siv zayin nagu leishev agabi karka besuda hamafsekes. The minig is to sit on the floor when you eat the suda hamafsekes, even though it's still by day. If it were already after shkia, you couldn't eat. So you're eating. It's by day. The tzom hasn't begun. The minag is not that we're bringing tisha b'av in early. But the minag is that the sudam of sekes is the sudas tisha b'av. The way we show it's the sudas tisha b'av, the way we commemorate it is by sitting on the floor. Says the Ramah, v'ein tzarech lachlotz min olav. But since it is not yet tisha b'av, you do not yet have to take your shoes off. The Mishnah Berurah says that the minag was that the people that used to eat beheseba, they used to lean the way we do Leil HaSeder, they used to lean all the time. So for Tisha B'Av, they didn't lean. But since we sit, we don't lean. To show that this is Sudas Tisha B'Av, it's not enough that we wouldn't be leaning. But that's why we actually sit on the floor. For somebody that is especially weak, he's allowed to sit on a pillow even. Now, after the Suda Mafsekes, one is allowed to sit on a chair. Which brings us to Sifches. Yesh Lizor Shlo Yeshvu Shlo Shalechol B'Suda Mafsekes. We are careful that three people do not have the Suda Mafsekes together. Kidei shelo yischayvu bezimun, in order that there not be a chi of zimun, because the suda mafsekes is something to be had on your own, not something you do in company. So we don't make a zimun. Ela kol echad yoshev levado v'yivarach liatzmo, each person sits on his own and makes his own birkas hamazon. Not only that, but the halachi is that if even if three people did accidentally sit down together, since that's not a time for a kvius, it's considered as if there was no kvius, and they would not have a zimun.